Welcome to the Zero to 60 podcast. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. This podcast is designed to be a place where you can learn about some of the newest, coolest cars, trucks, and SUVs hitting our showrooms around the Leith Automotive Group and get the scoop on the automotive must-attend events in the Carolinas and Virginia. Please follow us on social at Leith Cars and keep our website handy, leithcars.com.
LeithCars.com, 0 to 60, with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
This is episode 45 of the 0 to 60 podcast, our fourth show of the 2020 season. And today we have a special guest, Charlie Hansen, who is the owner of Wake County Speedway, a local racetrack just south of Garner, off 401 South. And 2020, this year, when we finally get it rolling, we'll see for the first time ever Wake County Speedway as a NASCAR-sanctioned short track. Charlie, welcome to the podcast, and gosh, tell us about this big news with NASCAR.
I tell you what, Mark, thanks for having us, and glad to have you here at Wake County Speedway. It's been 58 years in the making, Mark. The track has never been sanctioned NASCAR, even through the heyday of the 90s when NASCAR was at the peak. There was always a talk that they wanted to be NASCAR, and it just never materialized, and then the opportunity came for us this year, and we sanctioned, and looking forward to getting this season started.
Yeah, I mean, you know, us too at LeithCars.com. Obviously, we're a major sponsor out here, and we're out here last year, and we've got our involvement with the NASCAR Xfinity team with Timmy Hill and NBM Motorsports. But with you guys in Wake County Speedway, what is it going to mean to the fan? Kind of a two-part question. What's it going to mean to the fan? Part one. Part two, what's it going to mean to the drivers and crews coming out here now that you're a NASCAR-sanctioned track?
I'll answer the second part first. For the drivers, racing under the NASCAR banner gives them some opportunity to race for a national points championship for here at Wake County Speedway. Also, we'll have a track championship that will have a very significant point fund for each division that races, points funds that Wake County Speedway has never seen as far as the amount that the drivers can win for a championship point fund. The insurance that NASCAR provides, the coverage for the licensed members, is unbelievable, Mark, and probably the most important thing, in my opinion, if a driver was to get hurt, or a crew member that are licensed, because they can license their crew member, NASCAR insurance kicks in and covers them 100%. There are several stories out here, even in the local, at the local tracks here in North Carolina, where a driver had significantly got hurt, and then the insurance, just having that protection is worth just the NASCAR banner alone. But It also just means for the track itself, you know, NASCAR brings integrity to the track, and I think it'll help us lure more advertisers, you know, bigger sponsors, and just the integrity of having the NASCAR banner is huge, in my opinion.
And that kind of rolls into the first part, you know, the fans. So when the fans are able to come out here, when things are good and safe, and North Carolina is back open for business, what can the fans expect to see, to experience, now that you're, you know, recognized by NASCAR?
Well, NASCAR definitely, you know, they are an entertainment business. So I think that the visual for the entertainment is going to be better, more signage, more professional looking. All our staff will have NASCAR uniforms. Our actual track staff will be uniformed in tracks in NASCAR official gear.
Like safety gear?
Yeah, like safety gear. They'll have, just like you see on TV, each pit official will have an official uniform on, just as you see on in the Cup Series and all the other series. So that trickles down to the home track series, which is awesome. It just gives you that professional look that everybody strives for. And then also, I believe, Mark, and I really truly believe that the NASCAR banner is going to bring our car count up to, you know, pretty decent numbers, you know, more than we hopefully could handle on a quarter mile track. But I think the NASCAR banner is going to bring more cars, and that's definitely what the fans really want to see.
Now, Charlie, and we're speaking with Charlie Hansen, the owner of Wake County Speedway, who's been making a lot of improvements to the track during this prolonged extended offseason. When fans are able to come out here to the Speedway and you guys get cranked up again and that green flag drops, What is the attendance capacity of Wake County?
Our attendance capacity is right around 1,800, and that would be packed in pretty good. You know, there could be some standing room that would probably get you, you know, 2,000 people. But, you know, we're not a big facility. We're a quarter mile. So, you know, the grandstand seating is intimate. But, you know, it's around 2,000, I think, Mark, would probably be the most we could put in here.
But I can tell you, and you know, listening to the podcast, but you can also check out our video version of the podcast. We will have this on LeithCars.com YouTube channel. When you are out here, Charlie, you know this, you're sitting up there anywhere in those middle grandstands, even the family section down there, you get towards the top. I mean, you got a view of this entire place. You can see all of the backstretch. You can see turns two and turns three. You know, you're just about eye level with the trees on the backstretch. It's a wonderful view, and on a Friday night in the summertime, that sun starts going down. It is beautiful out here.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house here for sure, Mark. And it's the electricity when those lights go out and those cars start up. Just the fan interaction and just the whole place is electrifying at night. And if someone has never been here, Mark, and I know you came when you were young and
when it was dirt.
When it was dirt, right. So, you know, we won't tell you your age, Mark, but we paved it in 86, I believe. So,
yeah.
But it's just the atmosphere is almost like a fair atmosphere every Friday night that we race.
And I want to use that as a lead in, Charlie. That's, you know, part of the experience. It's not just coming out here and watching cars and the loudness of the, you know, excitement of race cars and everything, the colors and everything else. There's some good food out here. Well, can you give us just like a little top of your head? What are examples of some of the delicacies you can enjoy at Wake County Speedway?
Probably the biggest one is the good old bologna burger.
Yeah.
They love the racetrack bologna burger. It's about a quarter pound bologna burger, literally. It's as thick as a quarter pound burger, but it's bologna. And, you know, I like mine extra well done with a little bit of mustard is how I like mine. But that's definitely one of the biggest ones. And, you know, the Carolina Packer hot dogs are big out here. Everybody loves the Carolina Packer chili dogs and, you know, everything, French fries. And we also have the deep fried Oreos and all that down there. So it's just the food is awesome. And this year we actually have a new food vendor, Chuck Taylor, who actually owns the Zaxby's on 401 in Fuquay and Garner, are going to take over the concessions. They're going to offer all the good stuff, the bologna burgers, but they're also going to incorporate some of the Zaxby's menus. So it's going to be a home run here at Wake County for food in 2020.
So if you love food, you love getting outdoors on a Friday night with the sun going down, the lights coming on, and, you know, watching some fun, fast race cars fly around a quarter-mile racetrack, I mean, this is living life large, right?
And, Mark, I'll tell you, we really focus on family. If you look at our schedule, just about every one of our events has a special, some kind of a feature for a kid, whether it be kid bike races, kid power wheel races, or even doing a little quarter-mile marathon this year. We're going to let the kids, you know, maybe if they want to put a number on their chest, we're going to let them, you know, run around track one time. So a quarter mile marathon and anything that we can do to try to bring families together and create a family atmosphere. Really, that's why I do it, Mark. It's for the family, for the family bonding and entertainment. That's what it's all about here for me.
All you have to do is come out here on a Friday night. And gosh, you know, last year, July of last year was our first LeithCars.com event. And, you know, we could not have had any more fun that night, including shooting some T-shirts up over the fence and getting them caught on the wiring.
I tell you, what a great night with you guys with the monster truck out here and a lot of your staff and their staff's family.
Yep.
And they, you know, someone sang the
national anthem
yep. from your guys' group. You know, we were so thankful to have LeithCars.com being part of Wake County Speedway, Mark. I just can't even tell you how much we appreciate you guys.
Charlie, real quick, make sure that people can find you. Where do they go online and on social?
Yeah, you go to wcspeedway.com, and then on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it'll be Wake County Speedway.
At Wake County Speedway.
Yep.
Charlie Hansen, owner of Wake County Speedway, looking forward to the eventual 2020 season, and thank you so much for having us out here today.
Yeah, Mark, you know, we're just waiting on the green light from the governor, and when he says it's time to go, we'll be ready to go, so whenever that might be.
We should get him to come out here and be the official flag waver.
Let him be the first dignitary of the 2020 season.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast. It's a monthly podcast bringing you the latest news around Leith Automotive Group and throughout the world of cars and motorsports. You can find 0 to 60 on multiple platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook, at Leith Cars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.